Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I have kindly been invited to speak to devotees engaged in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, specifically sets of books, Srimad Bhagavatams especially, in the United Kingdom and Europe, principally the United Kingdom. And I'm very happy to do so. Often, at the beginning of such a talk, people say, well, I'm very happy, I'm very grateful, and all this kind of thing. And often it might seem to be something like a formality, but actually, although I'm not grinning from ear to ear or jumping up and down in my seat, I am happy to be invited in this way for several reasons. One reason is that myself, the first book I ever distributed was Srimad Bhagavatam, not a set. But I'd been reading the Bhagavatam. I was in the third canto. I was an avid reader of Srila Prabhupada's books from the day I joined. So I was reading the Bhagavatam and feeling so inspired by this. And one Sunday feast at Bhaktivedanta Manor, I just somehow or other cornered one Indian man, and I was reading to him from the Bhagavatam and convinced him to buy that volume of the Bhagavatam, which I thought everyone should read this. I didn't have the idea at the time to sell a whole set of books to him, which I hope by now he or at least his sons or his children may have. I don't know if he may not be still alive, some older than me. So that one reason I'm very happy to speak to the book distributors because I myself am very much enlivened by the prospect of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, having seen what it does to me when I read them every time after so many years. It's still exciting. It hasn't become boring, and I don't think it's going to become boring. It becomes more and more exciting. And also because that's in my spiritual DNA, to put it in a, I don't know, what's the word, in a colloquial kind of way, that was part of my, or central in my training in Krishna consciousness, that we have to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And although I haven't been personally directly engaged in doing so for quite a few years now, I'm always in touch with it. I'm always trying to promote it among my disciples and others. So it's something when I say, I am happy to speak to you. Yeah, I am happy. It's an honor for me, and it's something which is very dear to me. And that's another reason why it's very dear to me, because I know that it's very dear to Srila Prabhupada. For sure, you distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, for sure you're going to get Srila Prabhupada's mercy. There's no doubt about it. And that's true for us individually, and it's true for us as a movement. In any part of our movement where there's any idea to stop distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, of course, it may not be directly said, although almost amazingly, in some parts of the movement it has been said, or it's said that we shouldn't directly distribute them to people on the streets, or, well, you can expect Srila Prabhupada's mercy to be withdrawn, that's all. And then, as Srila Prabhupada comments in the Chaitanya, in one Chaitanya Charitamrita purport of his, that we become a dried up branch of the Chaitanya tree. The dried up branch means that for some time it may appear to, there's no water going to it. So it may appear for some time still to be living, but it's not. So in the same way, if we don't distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, we can expect to be cut off from the mercy. Now, another thing I'm very much promoting, which Srila Prabhupada also very much promoted, and my life is for Prabhupada, that's all. I mean, it's just, that's it. We have to do what Srila Prabhupada says, right? It's a simple, that is our spiritual life. So I'm very much promoting these farm communities. Now we may say, well, if you're living on a farm community, how can you distribute Srila Prabhupada's books? Well, that is living Srila Prabhupada's books. It's a major phase of living Srila Prabhupada's books. It's not that you're cut off from Srila Prabhupada's mercy. If you're living on a farm and you don't have the opportunity to go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Not that you can't live Srila Prabhupada's books in the cities, but these projects were very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada because, as you know from reading Srila Prabhupada's books, the whole current running through, Srila Prabhupada is definitely, directly, personally present in his books. He said, if you want to know me, read my books. Who would not want to know Srila Prabhupada? Those of you who have come to Krishna consciousness and become initiated after Srila Prabhupada's departure, you may lament, well, I couldn't directly see Srila Prabhupada. Well, I'm a direct disciple of Srila Prabhupada. I didn't see him. I used to see him in the lectures a few times, and not even very many times. So I didn't see him personally, but really I see him. I saw him and I see him in his books. He's really present there. And we can feel that the current coming through from Srila Prabhupada, that it's all sarve sukhino bhavantu, as he would sometimes quote the Vedic message, that let everyone be happy. Srila Prabhupada feels for the suffering of all the conditioned souls. And what he did at great risk, he really gave himself. And you can feel that in his book. He went to the West. He dealt with people who are by Vedic cultural standards, the standards of the cultured society he was raised in, barbarians, no culture. Srila Prabhupada made them into Vaishnavas. You can feel it in his books. He's giving knowledge, very soberly giving knowledge, but it's not some dry knowledge, a study of Gaurīya Vaishnav teachings. It's not like that. It's Srila Prabhupada is personally there giving the knowledge, and we can feel the current, how he wants people to take this and uplift their lives. So I'm very happy to speak to all of you. You could call this as a book distributor's pep talk. And if, as a result of hearing this, you become more inspired to distribute more of those books. If by this talk, more of Srila Prabhupada's books get distributed, that will be its success. But you who are experienced book distributors, it must be, selling sets of books, well, it is. It might be possible even for a newcomer, because mukham karoti vacha lang pangung lang hayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam Sri Chaitanya Maheshwaram. By the mercy of Madhava, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Guru Dina Taranam, by the mercy of Sri Guru who uplifts the fallen, even a newcomer can do that But generally, it's thought that more experienced devotees can distribute sets of books. So you know that it's distributing books is not a matter of a pep talk like that. You get a group of salesmen, okay, man, let's go out and sell this and blah, 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 blah. It's not like that. I remember one of the jobs I was in before. Things pop into my mind. One job I was working in was just like some job for, just to raise some money so I could get out of so-called home and start traveling in the world. So I was doing some unskilled or less than semi-skilled job. And it was in a huge complex, and some young executive came in one day and gave a pep talk, how blah, 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 I can't even remember what it is, but it was, you could see he was just full of it, but it was all for his career building, and no one said anything about it afterwards. In the little group we had of about 8 or 10 workers, and no one said anything, but no one was impressed. Everyone could see through the shallowness of it all. It was just, he didn't care about us. He didn't really care. He didn't care about he'd care about the company, although he made a big show of it because of its career. But he's just personally ambitious, that's all. So Srila Prabhupada's campaign is nothing like that. We're not looking for name or fame or glory. In doing this, we're looking to share in that compassion of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru Dina Taranam. Ah, yeah, that point I wanted to make. A pep talk, it's not going to work like that. But just try to wind people up to get their adrenaline running so they can jump out and do some more. It's not like selling Coca-Cola or something of, Coca-Cola is symbolic of everything in this world. It's advertised as being something great, but there's nothing great about it whatsoever. As we find in Bhagavatam, Shruti Sukham is just advertised as being a source of happiness, but it's not. So the real inspiration is not going to come from me talking to you. You have to be self-inspired. And that comes from reading Srila Prabhupada's books. It can come for a short time from, there may be some boost of thinking I'm doing so much. Ahankara vimurhatma kartaham iti manyate. There may be some boost from thinking I'm doing so much, but that doesn't last long, especially in genuine spiritual life. Right? Genuine spiritual life means not necessarily to sit on a big seat and talk to people like I do, like it's taking a big position. But this is really the field work of the Hare Krishna movement, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. It's not personality development seminars. It's not distributing food to the hungry. It's not being recognized by big people of this world. The real field work of this movement is distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, going out on Harinam Sankirtan, establishing Vaishnava communities. This is the basic work for getting the movement in place, getting individuals to come to Krishna consciousness and surrender to Krishna, take up Krishna consciousness very seriously and very realistically. Realistically means not some mundane sentimentality or some imagined gopi bhav, but the hard work, it is anandam buddhi vartanam, it's ever increasing bliss, but it is hard work in one sense of applying ourselves daily to sadhana, following principles. So you know, you are experienced book distributors, you know that the inspiration, I can put a little shine on that, but really that's, you've got to be inspired yourselves, and you are inspired yourselves. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing in distributing these books. But that inspiration comes from Srila Prabhupada, who you know through his books. Just like I was saying, I only saw Srila Prabhupada a few times, but I know him through his books. And by attempting to live according to what he states in his books, as I, in one of the lectures I was personally present in, that Srila Prabhupada gave, I heard Srila Prabhupada say, you should make Srimad Bhagavatam your life. So by reading this Bhagavatam, you're principally distributing Bhagavatam. If you can distribute Chaitanya Charitamrita also, very good. And if you can distribute all the other supplementary books of Srila Prabhupada, very good. And this might be a bit controversial, but I really feel it's not outside the scope of Srila Prabhupada to say that there are other books which are also very much important to Srila Prabhupada's mission, even though they're not written by Srila Prabhupada and should be distributed widely. And one I can especially think of is that book, Coming Back, because what Srila Prabhupada spoke about so much, that this basic teaching to the world is the basic teaching of Bhagavad Gita upon which everything else, that the whole edifice of Krishna consciousness is established on the basis of understanding we're not the body, we're changing bodies one after another, and that book systematically presents it. And actually there are quite a few books also, which I won't get into that so much now, but I'm just saying that you're distributing sets of Prabhupada's books, but Srila Prabhupada wanted other books written also, which will help to deliver that message. So yeah, so that inspiration is coming from you. I'm now getting inspired talking about that, and I'm praying that you may get some more inspiration to go on distributing these books. I'm very, very happy to speak to you for all these reasons. It's not just a formality that I'm saying that. I'm very happy. But at the same time, I'm not so happy that I'm delivering this message to you. Why not? What could be better than trying to encourage? I've been asked to try to encourage. Actually, you're encouraging me. I see the World Sankirtan newsletter every time. It's encouraging to me. I'm sure to all those to whom Srila Prabhupada's book distribution is dear, it's encouraging to see how all over the world devotees continue to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So in one sense, I'm not happy, in as much as we know from Srila Prabhupada's books that Srila Prabhupada had a mission to re-spiritualize the world. And that's right there in his Bhagavatam purports. He first published that Easy Journey to Other Planets. Then, after the age of 60, he started his life's central project of translating the whole Bhagavatam into English with extensive purports. And right there in the very preface to Srimad Bhagavatam, he gives a manifesto for re-spiritualizing the whole world through the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, saying it should be introduced in the schools and colleges, citing the example of Prahlad Maharaj, and then in his Bhagavatam purports, especially that in the fifth chapter of the first canto. This is again before Srila Prabhupada had gone outside India at all. He was commuting between Vrindavan and Delhi, living in Vrindavan for writing his books, and then going to Delhi for preaching and printing and distributing Back to Godhead magazine, another program, Srila Prabhupada said, is the backbone of our movement. So Srila Prabhupada, in his that verse in 1.5.11, I think it is, and I'm not sure of the number, Tadvag Visargho Janataga Viplavaha. Janata Agha Viplavaha. Yasmin Prati Shlokam Abhadavyatyapi Namanya Nantasya Yashonkitani Yachinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhavaha. He wrote that, well, this verse, spoken by Narada to Vyas, says that those words are like a novel creation, or it's meant for bringing about a revolution in the misdirected lives of a sinful population. I don't exactly remember how Srila Prabhupada translated it, but the words there are janata, people in general, population, agha, sinful, viplavaha, revolution, janataga viplavaha. Even if, Narada says, those words are not properly composed, nevertheless, if those words are meant for glorifying the unlimited Supreme Lord, they are accepted, they are heard, chanted, and accepted by sadhavaha, which is the plural of sadhus, saintly people. And Srila Prabhupada translated that as saintly men who are completely purified accept that. This clearly predicts Srila Prabhupada, because who else went among the highly sinful people to preach Srimad Bhagavatam? This verse says that the words that glorify Krishna, these were the words that whereby Narada told Vyasa to write Srimad Bhagavatam. And one main purpose of Narada, of Vyasa's composing Srimad Bhagavatam on the orders of Vyas, was so that Srila Prabhupada would come later and translate them and distribute them all over the world. And that's clear from this verse, because it states that it will be, even if spoken, particularly this point is made, if it's spoken among this sinful population, it will make a revolution in their lives, even if imperfectly composed. Now, English is a language which by its very nature is not perfectly composed. It's not Sanskrit. Sanskrit means perfectly composed. Sanskrit. And then we have Prakrit, the languages which are derived from Sanskrit. Many languages derived from Sanskrit. The forerunners to the most of the Indian languages that we have nowadays, except in Urdu and tribal languages of the Northeast and this and that. So, but the English language is so far removed from Sanskrit, and it's so full of its linguistic structure. And orthographic structure is so loose, grammatical structure, it's so loose that there isn't any set rule, and it's naturally an imperfect language, unlike Sanskrit, which everything has to be in order, especially when you're writing in verses. You can't make a mistake. If you make a mistake, then the meaning, it changes. It's not considered proper. We find that in the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Keshav Kashmiri. Whereas in English, the rules are always changing. Now, apart from that, Srila Prabhupada's writing in English, but apart from that, even Prabhupada's English wasn't up to the proper standard according to what is considered standard English. It's not that there's no grammar in English or no spelling, no usage of words, fixed usage. Well, it's not fixed, but it's, you can say semi-fixed because the meanings of words change and new words are invented or they come into being. So Srila Prabhupada's English was definitely not up to the what we might call the proper standard, which is why Srila Prabhupada wanted his books edited by people who were competent in the English language. He was very happy to get the services. One of his earliest disciples was what he called a professor at Ohio State University, although actually he was an instructor in English, but he wasn't a professor. That was Howard Wheeler Hayagriva Das. So Narada predicted that Narada told Vyas, and yeah, in this way, Narada predicted that, Vyas, you make that Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada will come later. Vyas is Trikala Darshi. He sees past, present, and future. And he wrote this for Srila Prabhupada. We'll come and translate. And then in this verse, we have Tadbhag Visargo Janataga Viplavaha. It is meant for creating a Viplavaha. This very word means revolution. It's meant for creating a revolution. And that is why, in one sense, I'm not happy to speak to you today. And why am I smiling? It's ironic or sardonic joking. Not really a joke. It's very serious. It's very, very serious. If Srila Prabhupada had stayed longer, for whatever reason, Krishna wanted to take Srila Prabhupada. If Srila Prabhupada had stayed longer, what would have been the state of the world today? What would have been the state of ISKCON today? Srila Prabhupada was pushing the Hare Krishna movement forward. It came out of nowhere. It came from a background of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the great acharyas. But from the materialistic point of view, there was no Hare Krishna movement. There was no, Hare Krishna was unknown. Srila Prabhupada introduced it and it spread quickly all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada had so many plans for revolutionizing the world. He said these two programs, if they're pushed strongly and if our devotees remain strong, then the whole world will change. And that was distribution of his books and the farm communities with introduction of Varnashram Dharma. So if Srila Prabhupada had been here, I wouldn't be speaking to you about distributing his books, distributing sets of books, because everyone would already have a Srimad Bhagavatam set. Heads of government would be required to be learned in Srila Prabhupada's books. Srimad Bhagavatam would be taught in the schools and colleges, not just a few select. You have Avanti schools in Britain, but not just a few for a little sect, but Srimad Bhagavatam would be taught everywhere. The whole world would be realizing that the people of the world, or at least the leaders of the world, would have come to the understanding that God consciousness is the central purpose of life, not exploiting the resources of the earth for sense gratification. So in that sense, I'm sorry that we haven't brought the Hare Krishna movement to the next level, as Srila Prabhupada wanted. But it's not too late, because the formula is always there. the world is getting worse with every day, as is predicted in Srimad Bhagavatam. But by distribution of these books, that in itself will usher in a new era. There should come a time in the world when people wake up to the reality of the fact that we're in a big mess. The whole society is in a big mess. Actually, people are waking up to it, but they think that it's a big mess and we need to sort everything out so that we can all live in peace and love. I mean, it's nothing new that people are thinking it's a mess. We have that song by John Lennon that must have been in the early 1970s. Imagine a world where everyone would live in peace and all this and that. And no religion, too, was one of the lines from the atheistic John Lennon. But in various ways, people realize that we're all, the whole society is messed up. But like I say, they think that the solution is to somehow or other we'll all live very peacefully and be happy in this world. But from Srila Prabhupada's books, we can realize that we need Krishna consciousness clearly as the goal of the society. Otherwise, there cannot be happiness. There cannot even be civilization. Srila Prabhupada wrote in a letter in 1968, 23 points for re-spiritualizing the world. The first thing he wrote in that section of a lengthy letter was that without God consciousness, there is no actual civilization whatsoever. He used to call it a polished edition of the animals. So with book distribution, give this knowledge. At the same time, distribute Varnashram communities where we can show how people can live actually civilized lives. This so-called civilization is a decoration on a dead body, that's all. So the Varnashram communities are supposed to show. That's what I'm saying. This is also very big preaching, the Varnashram communities. Show how we can actually live civilized lives, peaceful lives, happy lives. Who's happy? Britain? What is their happy? They feel happy when after such a long time of lockdowns, they can go back to the pubs. What happiness is that? What is their happiness? Simply living in anxiety, highly confused. This Western society, even India today is socially, so many ways, so many disturbances. But then if I look at the condition of the Western world, especially the further west you go, especially the Anglosphere, they're all messed up with all crazy ideas. And even the people who are against all these crazy ideas, they also have another set of crazy ideas. It's a madhouse, and people are, it's like the whole society is mentally deranged. Narottam Das Thakur says, Ahankare Mattohaya Nitai Pada Pasharia Ashatere Shattakari Mani. He describes people are very puffed up, but they're insane because they don't know anything about the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, and therefore they take that which is unreal and temporary to be real and temporary. So I'm unhappy in the sense that you shouldn't need to distribute, we shouldn't need to have a campaign for distributing these books. It should be, the book should already be everywhere. And the book distribution, it's just like only people with, only devotees, you have to have special permission to go and hunt, to try and find people who don't have Srila Prabhupada's books. because it'll be such a rare thing. And then we have to enthuse people to read Srila Prabhupada's books. We have a lot of work ahead. We're a generation or more behind. The potential is still there. We shouldn't allow ourselves to sink into a slot of being a minor branch of a sectarian religion. This Krishna consciousness movement has the solution to all the world's problems, and they're all there in seed form in Srila Prabhupada's books, especially in his Bhagavatam. Even just in the first canto, Srila Prabhupada gave so many important instructions for how to restructure society, beginning with the leaders. So get these books out. Don't be ashamed of Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada says things in his books which are nowadays considered politically incorrect. Don't be ashamed. Live by them and distribute them. And when the questions come up, we have to be prepared to answer them. Of course, it is very difficult to try to convince people who are convinced that any statements that, for instance, jivas in male bodies and jivas in female bodies have different social roles in which men take a prominent position and women a subdued position. It's very difficult to convince people who are fanatically opposed to such ideas. But at least more sober people, and there are still such people in the world, they can understand that the world is a big mess, and this feminism and wokeism and on one side and Bible bashing and fundamentalism on the other, none of these things are going to work. They're not going to solve our problems. We need to come to a higher platform of consciousness, consciousness raising. This term was actually, this phrase was actually coined in respect to promoting feminism and such, or mundane feminism. But we can say the actual feminism is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. That means Mam hi parthiv, in this Gita, Mam hi parthivya parshritya, yepi syuv papa yoneha, striyo vaishas tata shudras, tepi yanti param gatim. Krishna, in one way we can view this verse is that from Krishna's viewpoint, it doesn't matter what kind of body we have. Whatever kind of body we have, make the best use of a bad bargain, take full shelter of Krishna, and go back home, back to Godhead. It's useless to waste this human form of life arguing over what men should do and what women should do. Just follow the directions given in Srimad Bhagavatam. How to, and that's why Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish Varnashram communities. Establish Varnashram communities to show how we can live peacefully in this world according to the directions given in Bhagavatam, given in all the Shastras, with Krishna in the center. There's so many important things. So, like I say, in one sense I'm unhappy, but in another sense it should already be spread widely, but there's no use lamenting over that. Let's have the Hare Krishna movement moving. The moving really means all over the world. Distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is the core preaching effort. There are so many other things. Even going on Harinam Sankirtan, absolutely essential, should be done everywhere. I'm not saying by no means denigrating that, but it is a fact that Srila Prabhupada stressed as even more important the distribution of his books. So distributing sets of books is very, very powerful. To get a whole Srimad Bhagavatam set, place it in their home or wherever. So Bhagavatam, and if you can do Chaitanya Charitamrita, I don't know how you're distributing the books. You're probably doing mostly to Indians, first of all. That's fine. First of all, we should distribute books to those who are more likely to take it. We want to get the books out. But then we have to see also the whole population, especially the more educated, thoughtful people. These books, after all, Imang Rajashayo Viduhu, Sri Krishna says that he spoke this among the kingly class of people. Kingly class means they're very active in the world, and they're also the Rajarshis. They're very thoughtful also. They are on the level of rishis. So we should get the books out, see what we can do to get the book, one way or another. Even it's quite possible to distribute books right on the street to cold targets. In the great days of book distribution in the German language, in Switzerland and Germany, Rohini Sutta Prabhu, Harinamananda, Navina Nirada, Jai Guru Dev especially. I know Manidhar Prabhu was distributing books also, but I know these, especially Harinamananda and Navina Nirada. I believe these two especially, they were distributing to sets of full sets of books to people right on the street, Western people right on the street. So if you can do that, that will enter the mainstream of society, if you can be so convinced to do that. That's not for everyone. It's not everyone, not everyone's a Harinamananda or a Navina Nirada. But everyone can be empowered. I've seen that devotees, they come and they may struggle to distribute books, but then after some time, just if they keep on trying, Krishna gives them mercy. So if we find that, then follow up. You've distributed the books, follow up and see that people are reading them. And if they're especially enthusiastic, bring them in. Bring them up in Krishna consciousness. Distributing to Indians, fine. There's another huge population of our own devotees who are not Indians. Make sure they all have a full set of Srila Prabhupada's books. Distribute to them also. And get them to read, and then get them enthused to distribute them also. Try to convince the Indian people who are still up to the present day are pious enough to want to give donations to Krishna consciousness, to the movement, that the best dhanam, the most piety you can get is from, you want to give money for temples and prasadam distribution of knowledge, vidyadan. Sponsor sets of books. They should go in all the libraries. Every minister in the government, or every, how many, 545 MPs in Britain, they should all have a set of books, all a full set of Srila Prabhupada's books. And it requires sponsoring. Anyway, I had a set time to speak, and that's almost up. And I don't want to take any more of your time anyway, so please, just get out there, don't moan, don't groan, just go out and pick the bone, as Guru Kripa Swami used to say. It's a bit gross, but you get the idea. It's just do it. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to those who are engaged in his glorious book distribution. All glories to his glorious books. Mancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chunakang padiyo nipatya kritva chakakushatameta dahambravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat gauranga chandra charane kuruta anuragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mokaro na vayang vichara yamaha hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,